Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. Merry Christmas Eve. Happy birthday, Jesus Eve. Amen. I'm so happy to be here with you tonight on day 24 of 31 days of prayer. To God be the glory. We have 7 more days to go, and I am too delighted about our prayer time tonight. Amen. For those of you that weren't able to tune in live, last night my spiritual mom, who is also my biological cousin, I call her auntie, but she is my mama, y'all. That is my mom. She birthed me out in Jesus' name, and I just give God glory for her life. She has been able to come on and share with us the word of the Lord, cover us in prayer, agree with us for God's best for each and every one of you who have been called by the name of Jesus to do great and mighty works in this end time. And it is my honor and privilege to have her here tonight. She is just a wonderful woman of God. And for those of you that know me, know I talk about her all the time because her life has impacted my life in such a supernatural way. This is not something where, you know, that I was able to learn in books. You understand what I'm saying about the anointing? These are things that the Lord used her to take me into the Bible, and literally she would spoon-feed me, you know, and the word just began to come alive and take effect in my life, and I was never the same again. And neither do I plan to be the same from this point on. I'm just honored, as my sister in the Lord said today, to sit at her feet and learn and be fed and be blessed. And I don't want to belabor the time. I'm going to bring her on in just a moment. But as for our announcements, we will be here until the 31st, and then after, our schedule will shift for the new year. I'm not sure how the Lord will lead us if we're going to be in 31 days of prayer again for January. Lord knows we need much prayer. Hallelujah. But we may just be back to our regular schedule once a week on Wednesdays. We'll see how the Lord leads with that. But do know that we will be here until the end of this year as the Lord sees fit. And as he spares our lives, we'll be right here tomorrow night all the way up until New Year's Eve night. We will be here in prayer and blessing the Lord. So come on and celebrate with us. So I'm going to allow my mom to come on right now and let the Lord use her so that she can share what the Lord has given her to the people of God. Auntie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank the Lord.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was saying to the people, you know, this is such a treat for me because I've been wanting to have you come on for a long time. And God's timing is best and it's perfect, you know.
Yes.
And I'm just so honored to be able to be blessed by you, that the Lord chose me, you know, to have you in my life and to bless me. And I know that the people of God are being blessed as well. I just, if you don't mind, would you please open us up in prayer, and then you can go right on ahead with whatever the Lord has given you tonight, and we're just going to sit back and listen and be blessed.
Okay. Our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we come before you again, Lord, thanking you for who you are. Father God, we thank you for how you watched over us all night long. Then you allowed us to wake up today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you're doing for us. Father God, I want to thank you for how you blessed me to be able to be on the radio station. Father God, for you know my heart, and you know that I wanted to share with the people, and I wanted to get up and go about your business.
Yes.
Father God, for you realize, oh God, that I was sick for a while, but I'm trusting and praying. I know you will bless me. Bless those that are out in Radio Land. Help them, oh God, to continue on in you. Father God, for we realize there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father God, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God, let your blood prevail all over right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord.
I thank you and I praise you. Oh, God, remember Evangelist Page and the family. Remember all of our families in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God, I ask that you continue to give us strength. Help
yes,
us, oh, God, to stand and to do your will. Father
thank
God,
you.
For there is none like you.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You and
thank
I praise you,
Lord.
You for being such a good father. Oh,
yes,
God, I
Lord.
Praise you for being so kind to us. Oh,
yes,
God, if
Lord.
It wasn't for you, Lord, where would we be right now? Oh, but I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Everything that you're doing. Oh, God,
yes,
bless
Lord.
Each and everyone. Help
thank
us, oh,
Lord.
God, to continue to be able to stand
yes,
in these
Lord.
Last and evil days.
Yes, Lord.
There's
yes,
trouble
Lord.
All around us. But, Father,
yes,
we
Father.
Know that you're God and you
yes, Lord.
Know all about what we're going through. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I pray,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I give honor and praises to God. I want to share with you all something that I never experienced before in my life. I always knew that God, you know, was the head. I want to tell you about a mighty, mighty blessing that God gave my husband. That is, he gave him his life back. He was at the hospital and he was very, very sick. The staff began to call Code Blue. And most of us know when they call Code Blue, it's very serious. And I rushed to the hospital and I stood in the front of my husband's room door. And the doctor came out a few times. He said, Mrs. Gordon, he is a very sick man. He said he has 3 blood clots in the lungs, and he came back, and every time he came back, it was something different. The next time he came back, he said, everything is shutting down. But you know, when God has you in your hand, you can take all the news that they bring when he's holding you. So when he came, I was still just looking at him. A few minutes later, he came back and he said, Ms. Gordon, his heart just stopped. So God kept me very calm. I looked at the doctor and I asked, I said, may I come in the room? He said, yes. I had no idea what was going to happen. But I looked at my husband when I got in the room and I began to talk to him, even though I knew that his heart had stopped. And whenever your heart stops, that is it. But God said no. I began to tell him, I said, Reuben, you are a strong man. Pray. Then the Lord spoke through me and said, with his stripes, you're healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed with his stripes. You're healed in the name of Jesus. On the third time, he raised his hand and he raised his leg. The doctor was so surprised. The doctor ran out. He started screaming, "Miss Marie, you woke him up. Miss Marie, you woke him up. But we all know that I have no power except the power that the Lord gives." It was the Lord's power. He woke him up, and that is not all that he did. When they decided to take him to another hospital, when they got there, nobody knew where the blood clots went. God dissolved all of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He got to the other hospital in Savannah. They wanted to put him on a dialysis machine. The first time they came and it didn't work. Second time it came, it didn't work. On the third time, I began to tell my daughter, "I don't know why they're messing in the Lord's business." So she began to laugh. She said, "Mommy, mind your business." I said, "That is my business." And I began to laugh. But I want you to know that the third time the machine did not work, but God started his kidneys to work on his own. Nobody could do it but the Lord. I just want to say, God is real. And he can do anything. That is the same God that raised up those that were sick and that died in the Bible days. He's real. All we can say is, I know without a shadow of a doubt that he has something for my husband to do because he allowed him to stay here a little while longer. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Auntie, I muted myself out. I turned my phone off so that y'all I wouldn't interrupt the story because I get so excited every time I hear that testimony, and I want to make sure that the people of God can hear every detail of what you were saying because we are living in a time where, and you've always taught me this, that in these end times, just like the Bible says, not only will the love of many wax cold, but people would keep to themselves, teachers have it itching ears. They don't want to hear, you know, the truth about what the Word of God has to say.
Amen.
There's so much, right, Auntie? So much compromise.
No.
And people watered down the Word. They don't believe in miracles anymore. And there was even at a point where they were saying miracles are not for today. But you are a living witness. Uncle Pete is a living witness.
Yes.
Miracles still happen. They still happen. Would you share with some of the people out there that that may be going through, they may have loved ones, especially during the holiday. A lot of people are battling depression and feel discouraged.
Yes.
Feel like they're not going to be set free. Would you just encourage them right now for us? Will you do that?
Well, I would like to say that in this life, you're going to go through for Christ. If you are real in the Lord, you sometimes seem like you walk alone. But that does not mean that the Lord is not with us. But, you know, Satan is busy. Satan walks around trying to find out who he can devour. When you think back on Job went through day by day. There was something different every day. But I said that to say this. Even though Job went through, God knew how strong he was. God took Job and he asked the devil, did he consider Job? Because the reason why is because he knew that Job would not turn on him. And I would like to say to you all today, I mentioned it last night, how I'm going through with pain. None of the doctors in South Carolina is helping me. They are saying to go back where I was, and I went back many times, and they said they couldn't find anything. But I read the medical report and found that there is a screw in my back loose. But let me tell you this. It never came across my mind to not pray and to leave God. I want God to know that I will never leave him. I'm going through a lot, but I know that God knows what I'm going through. I will not leave him, because let me tell you, when God changes your life, you are changed. Whenever he does it, you will never, ever want to go back. And that's how I feel about him. A minister began to say to me one day, I didn't want to let you speak because I didn't want the devil to attack you. And I began to speak to him, and I said, I want you to know that I'll stand on the mountaintop. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
I'll tell what the Lord said. Because I have no fear of the devil.
Yes.
Because God brought me out of many things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything that he brought me out, I thank him tonight. And I always thank him.
Yes.
Because if you want to be kept, you can be kept. I love the Lord. And guess what? I love his people. I love the souls. When it comes down to a soul, I'll give my last.
Thank you.
Because if you love the Lord, you will love his people.
Yes.
And I say to you, anyone, if you are not in the place where you want to be, just pray.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was not in the place where I wanted to be, I began to speak to the Lord. And let me tell you, he will speak back to you.
Yes, Lord.
And I want you to know that I began to speak to him, and I say, God, I want you to know that I love you.
Yes, Lord.
And let me tell you something to show you how God can fix it for you. I want you to know that I was not always saved, but I want you to know God saved me, because I began to tell you last night that I used to play the numbers. And I want you to know that it was a little store that had a slot machine there. And my husband came down south, and I was still up in New York. And let me tell you how slick the devil just, I went and I began to use that machine, and I lost all of the rent money. And let me tell you how God was. He knew I probably said, that lady doesn't have all of her senses, so I'm going to help her. I'm standing there like somebody crazy. I begin to sweat. I said, Lord, I want you to help me. I said, if you help me get that rent money back, I promise you I'll not play ever again. And God is my witness. I got that money back, and I went straight home. Never play it again. Never have a desire to play. Don't even know where to play. Don't want to do nothing but wait on the Lord. Anything that's not like the Lord, you can get rid of it. And I know God loves all of us the same. Don't let nobody tell you because you are doing things wrong, God don't. He still loves you, but he wants you to change.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And whenever you change, you feel good. Whenever I go anywhere, I feel good because I represent God.
Yes, Lord.
And I know that nobody did it but him. Don't hold your head down. Walk with your head up. Talk to God. If you want to be saved or set free, talk to him. I guarantee you he will help you. He don't desire any one of us to be lost. So I say to all of you, God loves you. Keep your mind on the Lord. When everyone else fails and everything else fails, he'll still be right by our side. And he don't have special people. Because if you know the Bible and you know about Zacharias, you know all about him and you know what he did. But God went to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew all about his life, but he went. And notice how God was, how Jesus was. He did not let his disciples run his business. When God told him to do something, he did it. And they asked questions, he still did it. He knew what God told him to do. And he was about his Father's business. You can be up in the tree, you can be anywhere, and God wants you, you're coming down. And when he brings you down, he's going to bless you. Zacchaeus was up in that tree, and he knew he was short, but guess what? God fixed everything. He helped him. The whole family was saved. That's what he does. If one is saved, he's going to save that other one. If the first one is really saved, the other one's coming too. So just pray myself in the Lord. I am grateful to be on this station. I am so grateful. Because I knew when Minister Evangelist, whatever, Page was doing something different. And I began to speak with her. And I want you to know she listened.
Thank you.
And ever since that day, I began to think how I was so happy that I was the one that spoke
to
her and she changed her life.
Thank
that
you,
makes
Lord.
Me feel good because my work was not done in vain.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Just continue on in the Lord. Evangelist Page, you go on and continue doing God's work because souls are important.
Yes,
y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Just hold on a little while longer. God will fix it for anyone that needs help. In the name
Thank
of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I'm just sitting here soaking this up. This reminds me of those Wednesday nights when I would sit at you and Uncle P's house in the living room and just get my belly full of the word. And my prayer is that those souls that are born again or those that are seeking the Lord or backslidden or maybe just out there and don't know where to go, that God will send them someone like you who's sincere, who is dedicated, who loves him without compromise, willing to go the last mile for a soul, because that is the reason why MG Page is alive and here today. To God be the glory, because you told him yes. And I just thank him that, you know, he allowed me the blessing. And I don't care if people get tired of hearing me say it. I'm always going to give honor where honor is due. Because my life, oh, my God, I mean seemingly simple things that we think we have a handle on in our lives, we can't fix. We can't change. And it takes the power of God to do that in Jesus Christ. But if there's nobody to tell you as a living example, and as a testimony of what he can do, it's almost like just words, you know? And that's why
I appreciate your life. You always told me you really can't preach something you haven't been through. You really can't tell people about something you have not experienced yourself, you know. And I just want to encourage those of you there, some of you that may be seeking the Lord for the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I remember, I'm going to have Auntie come back on again and again, if the Lord says the same again and again, because there's so much that she has to impart, so much wisdom and so much blessing to impart to the people of God. But I remember I was battling with my flesh. I had three of my children out of wedlock, and I was a hot mess. And I remember she would tell me, anoint your stomach, anoint your belly in the name of Jesus, and tell him that you're giving him your body, a living sacrifice. And I'm telling you, obedience is better than sacrifice. I may not have understood it, but I hung on to every word that she said. And the Lord delivered me from fornication. He blessed me to be married. You know, Brother Page, you know, she spoke into my life. And the Lord brought every word that she said to pass, because she is sincere in the Lord, you know. And I just thank God for the blessing of you all being able to share her. I guess I'll share her with you. That's my mommy. I'm just so thankful to the Lord for the work that he's doing. And I thank you again, Auntie. Please tell Uncle P that we love him, and we thank God that he is still here. And we're going to prayerfully, we'll have you all again so that you can share even some of the dreams and some of the things that, you know, you all had gone through in the church. There are people in churches right now that are ready to leave the Lord because they can't stand the test, or they don't feel that the Lord is with them, you know. I know you have so much to share, so I just thank God for you being here tonight, and when you're going to come on again. We'll make that announcement soon, and I'm going to ask you, we have about two more minutes, would you just close us out in prayer before we get off the line?
Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you because we are getting ready to close out. But, oh God, those that have to travel or wherever they are going, give them traveling mercy. All of us, oh God, we need your help. We need you more now than ever before. Oh God, we ask that you help us. Help us to come closer to you and to love one another. For I know that you are all about love. And without you, we can't do anything. Help us to be real in you. Oh, God, search our hearts and our minds. If there's anything that's not right, straighten it out. Please, God, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless each and every one of you tonight. Enjoy your Christmas Eve, and Merry Christmas until tomorrow. I'll see you back here same time, same station on day 25. Or let's talk about love. I love you guys. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.